thought you said call for me.
My whole family's still at home.
Mrs. Jetson, can I see you for a minute? I recognize Mrs. J, all right. But I don't know the name of the handsome young fella. Unless it's Hanky Panky.
That's Mr. Orbit, the superintendent and resident busybody.
Mom? Oh, Mom?
And that's Elroy, the superintelligence and resident big ears.
I better get my jacket for school.
Not today, dear.
You always tell me to take my jacket.
Do you always listen to me?
No.
Then why start now? Ow! What do you need, dear?
My arm. And my top coat.
It's not cold today, dear.
Then I'll just take my arm and, whoever's at the other end of it.
Oh, there you are. You were in the wrong room. The washer-dryer is in the kitchen.
Jane, what's wrong with the washer-dryer?
Haven't you noticed? It's been losing your buttons lately. See how loose they are?
I think you're losing your marbles, Jane. I gotta change this shirt now.
I didn't call for a service, man. That washer-dryer is in better shape than I am. Not anymore.
Randy! Uh-oh, I need Mr. Serviceman. You'd better not...
Jane, I'm all out. Never mind.
Jetson!
Yes, sir.
What are you stalling for, you lazy almost ex-employee? I want you here, and I want you now! And you'd better kiss your wife goodbye, because you won't be seeing her till the wee hours of the morning.
Yes, sir.
Anybody seen Jetson yet?
Jetson is here, at last. I better take this charge. You're gonna need it.
Jetson, get to the lab at once.
Which one, sir? This one.
You're not only late, you're a mess, Jetson.
But a good head start for our experiment, Uncle Cosmo.
Right, right. You remember my nephew. He's coming up with a brilliant new invention. You want to explain it, Orwell, or should I?
Well, why don't we just demonstrate it, sir? First, the Martian minestrone.
Let me. The Saturnian spaghetti.
Maybe just a little too much oregano.
Now for the best part.
Thanks just the same, but I couldn't eat another thing.
The Spacely Spot Remover.
Guaranteed to make all kinds of dirt and grime completely disappear.
That's funny. I don't feel clean.
That's because you're not, and it's not funny.
Well, I guess it's back to the old drawing board.
And without drawing, another check until you come up with something that works. And you, Jetson, go run yourself through a car wash. Jetson, we're ready for you again.
Well, I'm busy right now, Mr. Spacely. I guess I'm not as busy as I thought.
Lower away, Orwell! Into the oil vat!
Oh, no!
This ought to do it. Third time's a charm, Uncle Cosmo.
The time is exactly 10:15 p.m. Your overtime starts at 12 midnight, George.
Mr. Spacely can keep his overtime, Rudy. He's not using me for a guinea pig anymore. After that last time, I got 6 quarts of oil out of my ears alone.
Jetson!
Oh! Not this time, Mr. Spacely.
Oh, no?
Oh, no!
Okay, Orwell. Either that stuff cleans him up, or I'll mop the floor with you.
This new formula can't miss, Uncle Cosmo.
And I can't miss either.
Mr. Cogswell, Harlan here. Spacely's been working overtime again, sir.
I just picked up a full load of his throwaways.
Bring it all in for examination, Harlan. We never know what that dum-dum Spacely might be throwing away that we might use.
You are an invaluable man, Harlan.
Well, in that case, sir, can we talk about a raise in my salary?
Sorry, Harlan, I can't hear you now. Too much static. Something must be wrong with my visiphone. I can't believe how much money in raises I saved that way.
I sure wish Mr. Spacely would treat me with more respect. He treats me like I'm nothing. Boy, am I beat. I can't wait to get home.
Well, nobody's going to break the 500-mile-per-hour speed limit tonight. Boring.
Huh? Ernie, do you see what I don't see? Huh? What? Where? Ernie, that guy who's speeding, he's got no head.
Yeah, right. Maybe he's on his way to the hospital for a head transplant.
Or he's a crook wearing some sort of a disguise like what my wife uses, vanishing cream. Only with my lousy luck, she never vanishes. Let's get him.
Okay, you, whoever you are, and if you are, pull over.
But, officer, I didn't do anything wrong.
That's what they all say. Pull over.
Officers, honest, I didn't do anything wrong.
You hear that, Ernie?
Yeah, but where's it coming out of?
Okay, wise guy, you must be some sort of a ventriloquist or something, right? Only you're the dummy, and you lost your head, right?
Officer, I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. You're coming with us.
Now, wait a minute. Well, I hope you guys are satisfied. You've ruined a perfectly good outfit.
Ernie, I know we're cops, but I'll scream if you will.
You can scream. I don't want it.
I wonder what they're so afraid of. Well, I better get home before Jane and the kids start worrying about it. Shh, Astro. Don't wake the kids and Jane.
Wow! What a dream!
Hi, honey, I'm home. Jane? She's not here. Yes! Oh, my gosh. Where's the rest of me? I'm invisible. How did that happen? The spray. Mr. Spacely's spot remover.
Hello? Who's there? Who's calling? Is this a prank call? I don't see you, whoever you are.
It's me, Mr. Spacely, George Jetson. That spot remover spray your nephew invented doesn't remove spots. It removes people.
Look what it's done to me. I need help.
Good grief, George. If that's you, you're invisible.
Do you know what this means?
It means my family will never see me again. It means I'll never see me again. I'm beginning to miss myself already.
What it means, George, is millions of dollars for Spacely's rockets. Now, I don't want you to say a word about this to anybody, even your wife. This is top secret. You understand?
But what about me, Mr. Spacely? I can't stay like this.
Look at it this way, Jetson. You haven't lost yourself.
You've gained a happy boss.
Shh, Astro. Not a word to George. This is our secret.
This isn't a dream. It's a nightmare.
That sounds like Jane. I can't let her see me this way. I've heard of being topless, but this is ridiculous. Good night. Do I need a disguise?
George, are you asleep?
Is that you, dear?
Ah! George, why are you wearing your nightcap down over your face?
Oh, I think I'm getting a cold, and, my mother always told me when you have a head cold to, keep your head covered.
Your whole head, including your face? I can't see you.
Believe me, if I took it off, you'd see a lot less of me.
What? George, why are you acting so strange?
Talk about strange. You want to tell me where you've been so late?
Not until you tell me why you're acting strange.
Not until you tell me where you've been.
In that case, there's nothing more to tell each other, is there?
But you haven't told me anything.
Neither have you. Good night, George.
Good night, Jane. I was afraid for a minute. She was going to see right through me.
You know, Mom, I don't think I've seen Daddy in days.
I didn't get much of a look at him yesterday myself, dear.
I think I saw him last night. Or did I?
If it keeps up, we can always look in the yellow pages for Rent-A-Dad.
Or Rent-A-Mom. Where have you been lately, Mother?
Oh, look, you poor orphans. I'm right here. And if you want to see your father, he's probably shaving.
I wonder if he's changed much since last week.
Let's go see.
Jetson, Jetson! Are you there?
Wait. Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, Jetson, I've got wonderful news. I can't see you.
I know, sir.
Now listen, get down here as fast as you can. We've got miles to go and millions to make. Oh, and you'd better wear a red carnation so I'll know where you are.
Dad, can we see you?
Gotta go, sir. I'm busy shaving right now, son. Lather, plenty of lather. Hey, watch it. My face is over here. Can't you see it?
Daddy, we'd really like to see you.
Hi and goodbye, kids.
I missed him. I blinked.
You're lucky. He was looking pretty pale.
Okay, now just give me a once-over like. Nice and easy.
On second thought, maybe I'll grow a beard. Ah! Ooh! Ah!
Ooh! George, do you mind if I take the space car?
Huh? What? Oh, sure, honey. Whatever you say. Take what you like.
Bye, dear. Oh, I'm so glad he didn't ask me where I was going. I hate lying to him.
I sure can't show my face anywhere today, even if I had one.
Jetson, I caught you.
I'm on my way, Mr. Spacely.
You're on your way to Cogswell's.
I'm working there now, sir?
You are today, Jetson, to steal back the canister Cogswell stole from us, thanks to the bubblehead who threw it out.
Oh, that was you, Mr. Spacely.
I don't care who it was. You're gonna get it back.
You want me to sneak in the Cogswell's plant?
You don't have to sneak in, you dumbbell. You're invisible.
Mr. Spacely, I don't think me sneaking in the Cogswell's is a very good idea. I'm in enough trouble already.
You're right, George. You don't have to do this for me.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Spacely.
But if you don't, you're fired.
You talked me into it.
I know. I have a gift for words. Now get your invisible body over to Cogswell's.
Who was that masked man?
According to my memory bank, it sure wasn't the Lone Ranger.
Right-o, Reggie! Run away!
You got that right. He's always away.
My car! It's gone!
Sure it's gone. Mrs. Jackson took it.
Yeah?
Who are you? Is this a stick-up? I'm a poor man, honest.
Relax, Henry. It's me, George Jetson.
I'm not too sure. If you're Mr. Jetson, what did you give me for Christmas last year?
Nothing.
Yeah, you're Mr. Jetson, all right.
I guess my wife forgot I needed the car to get to work. And I forgot and gave it to her.
She probably had other things more important on her mind. Than you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, women will do that after they've been married a while.
Funny, though. She's never forgotten I needed the car before.
Well, she probably wasn't thinking about you, Mr. Jetson. She was probably thinking about something else. Or somebody else.
Somebody else?
It's just a silly idea. You and Mrs. Jetson are the perfect couple if I've ever seen any.
Yeah, Henry. The perfect couple. See you, Henry. I better grab a sky bus over to Cogswell.
I thought you worked at Spacely's.
Oh, that's what I meant, Spacely's. Jane with other interests, huh? What other interests could that be?
From the moment I saw you, I knew it was you. That's just the way it is.
I know. That's just the way it is for me, too.
But what about your husband and children?
Nothing else matters but us, dear. Honestly, it's so hard for me to say that line because I don't believe it.
If you're going to get up on a stage and convince an audience, you have to believe it. Just imagine you're playing it to me, Jane. For real.
No, thanks. That'd make George angrier than he's going to be when he hears I'm in a play.
Well, shall we try that love scene that takes place in the restaurant?
The one with the big kiss? No, thanks.
No admittance without proper ID. That should be no problem. Let's see him stop me now. Excuse me, but you're blocking my way.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Thank you.
Who said that? Who? What? Oh, my goodness. I knew I should have retired last year.
That was easy. Now all I have to do is get to Cogswell's laboratory, find that spray can, and and get back to space where he's on the double. A piece of cake for an invisible man.
Hello, Jetson.
Hiya, Mr. Cogswell.
It's George Jetson.
It's just a trick, sir, so he can sneak in and steal our secrets.
Just his head? Follow that face.
Cogswell Laboratory. The only way I'm going to get out of here is if I'm invisible.
But which is the right spray?
Oh, well. Insect repellent. Perfume. Whipped cream. I think I did it.
The lab. Let's look. Well, he's not here. Come on.
Well, I better get out of here before the stuff wears off. Well, car's back. At least that means Jane's home.
Oh, she's home all right. Seems kind of excited, too. Just humming away.
Humming away?
I don't know for sure. One of them lovey-dovey tunes.
Oh, boy. Could Jane be up to something? Well, face it, George. If she is, you might as well take advantage of being invisible and find out.
You say something, Mr. Jetson? Yeah, I guess he didn't. And I'm sure not saying anything either.
She must be in the bedroom.
Just a second, Randy. I think I heard somebody come in. George, is that you?
It sure is, Jane. But you'll never know. Oh, my God.
George? George, is that you? I guess it wasn't.
Better take this with me.
Sorry, Randy, but I can't be too careful about my husband. I'm just not ready to let him know what's going on.
I found a great out-of-the-way place for us, the Moonglow Cafe. We can be alone without being seen or disturbed.
Well, why not? George isn't even home.
Pick you up in 10 minutes.
Jane involved with another man? I can't believe it. I better follow her and find out. Whoops, but not like this. Aha, Handsome Harry again. Listen, you homewrecker.
What are you talking about, Jetson? Jetson, how come you're visible?
Well, I got the canister back from Cogswell's, Mr. Spacely. But this stuff isn't working as well as it used to.
Well, get it over here so we can analyze it.
Not now, sir. I'm on my way to Moonglow Cafe. My marriage is on the line.
Jetson? Jetson, come back here with my invention.
Didn't I tell you? It's just like in the play. Maybe it'll give you a better feeling for the scene.
It does feel more romantic.
I don't see Jetson anywhere.
Maybe you're invisible, Uncle Cosmo. Why don't we just sit down?
I'm running the show. Let's just sit down.
Of course I love you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be taking this chance.
Ah, that sounds like Jane Jetson. Maybe George was right about his marriage.
You've got to tell your husband about us.
Believe me, I'm just waiting for the right moment. I won't let anything keep us apart.
You know, I almost feel sorry for that poor husband of yours.
You do, huh?
That sounds like George.
You're darn right it's George.
George, you don't understand. Wherever you are.
Well, I understand.
Mr. Spacely.
You homewrecker.
Don't worry, Mr. Spacely. I won't let her go without a fight.
George, it is you. Or half of you.
Hey.
Jane, you're coming with me.
Stop that man. He's got my invention.
He's got my wife's coat. He's got my leading lady.
George, what are you doing?
You're not running away with anyone, Jane. Unless it's with me.
I was afraid this would happen. I told Randy you'd be mad.
Mad? Not mad, Jane. Hurt? Disappointed?
From the moment I started rehearsing for this play...
I need you, Jane. The children need you.
I was afraid you'd laugh when you heard I was going to be on the stage.
I love you, Jane. On the stage? Rehearsing for a play? That's all you were doing? I hate you.
That's my George. I love you for hating me. George, why are we stopping?
I just thought you'd like to rehearse one of those love scenes with your husband.
George, you're in public?
For the first time today, I'll really enjoy being invisible.
Oh, George.
Jane.
George.